All right, Father's Day is coming up. Is it? It's not this weekend, is it?
No, it's the second Sunday in June.
I knew that. I'm a dad, right?
Yep.
I have a question.
Okay.
The second Sunday in June.
Yeah.
All right, so my dad's birthday is Friday.
Okay, this Friday?
This Friday, June 8th.
No, you cannot. You can't use the same.
Damn it!
No, you can't. Don't be cheap.
Come on.
No.
I'm Jewish. It's in our
blood. You're supporting stereotypes.
Don't be cheap.
I don't like
it. Come on. But he's also Jewish. He would understand, right?
Here's the thing about your dad. He's awesome.
He is.
So he deserves two presents. He's not some piece of crap that you're just going to throw something in a bag and go, hello, Papa. No. You got to take care of that man. That guy is.
It's too close. It's 2 days apart. I can't do it.
It's not his fault. He was born that day.
You said your dad's birthday is this Friday.
Yeah.
Father's Day's next Sunday.
Yeah, you're talking 10 days.
No, yeah. But you said the second Sunday. So the third was the first Sunday.
Yeah.
And then the 10th is the second Sunday.
He's right.
Okay. So, you know what? You're right. So
he's right.
But it is the 17th. I just Googled it.
Okay. Well,
third Sunday, dumbass.
Sorry.
You don't deserve to have kids.
Oh, boy.
I apologize.
That cuts deep.
That was rude. Your kids are awesome.
Well, it's the same month. I don't think I need to double up. Right?
Do you want my opinion? I'm trying to give it to you. Your daddy needs two gifts. Here, you don't have to give him a big, elaborate gift on Father's Day. Father's Day is all about the thought behind it.
Can I give him the gift of a phone call? Ooh.
Yeah, because he lives
in
California, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're such a piece of
poop. I was going to say, like, maybe one day take him out to lunch and the next day, but he lives in, he lives away, a little ways away.
727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. I'm about to tell you how much people are spending on Father's Day. It's up in the billions.
What?
Total.
Oh.
Like, not one person.
Okay.
That would be a great Father's Day. I'll tell you about what I usually get stuff, you know. My family takes care of me. My son... Unless my girlfriend is directing things, he can drop the ball a little bit. But, you know, he's a kid, you know? Not anymore. He's a grown man, so I expect a grown man gift. You got a job now, boy. Anyway.
What do you got, like hats and sneakers?
Something. I like practicality. I like things I'm going to enjoy and use. I don't want a tie.
You don't wear ties.
Very rare, you know? I want...
You need some, I don't know...
A pair of Adidas.
Like glasses cleaner.
I have plenty of that
toothpaste.
At the house. I have a lot of that at the house.
We're ball powder. Yeah.
So much ball powder already. We have a Costco membership. We have a lot of everything. My girlfriend brought home paper towels the other day. There's enough paper towels to throw one to every Puerto Rican person at a press conference. I mean, we have so many paper towels. It's unbelievable. I thought she bought a mattress. I go, did you buy a mattress? No. It was a bunch of paper towels and a giant package. I go, damn, lady.
How many rolls?
1,000. I don't know. It's a lot of paper towels. So I said, how long is that going to last? She goes, oh, you won't live this long. And I go, okay, great. So I'm just using paper towels on everything. I don't care. I'm just double cleaning stuff. We got so many things. Screw the environment. We have so many paper towels.
So what's a good gift for you then if you're the man that has everything?
I told you. Give me a I have a lot of sneakers. I like low top, Adidas, Pumas, throwback, you know, shell toes, suede. I just bought a pair of shoes today.
Another pair?
Yeah.
Already bought a pair for
they came today. So it's going to match my tuxedo.
Okay.
Anyway, hats, you know.
That's what I said.
I like hats.
Yeah, Adidas.
Yeah, Buccaneer stuff.
The flat top, Bill hat, you know.
Wow. I'm glad you're not my kid.
The Kegels.
Oh, boy. Nope.
You wear Kegels on your head, don't you?
I don't wear a Kegel hardly ever anymore.
Kegels on your head.
Since my rap days. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. It says here the average person spends $133 for dad.
Okay, who's the average person and where they get all their money from?
I don't know, but slap $17 more on that, and that is a personalized Buccaneer jersey. Buccaneers.com. You can go get my jersey right now since you did that for me 3 Father's Days ago and dried it. I still have it. It's very nice. No, I'm just, you don't have to be. I'm just kidding. Yeah, you do. They bought me some Buccaneer stuff last year. Of course, I like, you know what I like. I mean, if you got to know the person. Buy for the person.
Yeah.
Like, name a dad that we know, that we both know, and I'll tell you what.
Danny Tanner.
No, that we both know.
Oh, well, you don't know Danny Tanner?
I've worked with him, but I don't, you know. Bob Saget? I know who he is.
All right. John Brennan.
John Brennan. Perfect. Perfect. Hair product. Guy's got beautiful hair. Anything that has to do with guitar playing. He's a guitar player. He's a Pitbull toddler. Something for his office. Maybe some oil for his chair since he spins around it the whole time we're talking to him. Every time we're in a meeting with him. Oh, I love that guy. Yeah, I get dizzy. He's like, you know what, Johnny? And I'm like, I can't follow you with my eyes, John Brennan. I can't. Stop moving. It's like the Himalayas. You want to go faster, boss? Anyway.
Mike Olivero.
Oh, Olivero. That guy. I would buy Mike Olivero. You know, why it ever made me. Mike Olivero. I would get him something.
For his dog?
His beautiful dog.
Jarvis.
Jarvis is so cute. Maybe get him something French bulldoggy. Maybe get him some lightning gear. Maybe he loves the lightning.
Some pasta because he's Italian.
Yep, he is. Maybe have a special shirt made that fits his weird muscular body shape. Yeah, maybe something in an XL orangutan, something like that. You know, very, very good. Yeah. Maybe in a case for his iPad Pro. You know what I mean? I see him using that, you know, during meetings.
You've met my dad before. I mean, briefly.
So handsome.
What do you think I should get him?
I don't know him like that.
Whatever you do.
What is he like?
Dogs.
Buy him a dog.
He already has one.
Buy him another one.
Okay.
And then buy him another one 10 days later.
Now, you do voluntary work with the Humane Society.
Yeah.
Just take one. Just don't get one that's lactating. You know, they're not good to ship to California.
Listen, I had to touch it. It was so inviting. It was asking me to touch its, you know, little teats.
Yeah. If you didn't hear Stay Woke last night, on my way home last night, I got to hear her story of her molesting dogs.
I was not molesting a dog. Ryan Adams, I do not molest dogs. I just want to say that.
It was the funniest thing I've heard in a long time.
I almost
made pee-pee in my pants.
Everybody's got a vice. Huh?
Listen, this dog just had puppies. Its boobies were hanging down so low, and
so
I just
hot.
Felt like I wanted to know what a dog booby felt like, so I just put my hand, I grazed it, and I slowly worked my way down, and then started lactating. Then I put it back in its kennel immediately.
Yeah, you did.
You don't tell anybody about this.
Our secret Jack Russell tour.